Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. We're talking all things Christmas in Georgia.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Doc Bill, what do you think of that song? You know, we always get into the songs, you know, because travel is all about having great music as you go along, too.
Having great music, and the music triggers great memories. And that's one thing that we like about it. That Andy Williams song is always captures the moment of Christmas.
It always gets me in the Christmas spirit. And, you know, we were talking about going down to Sapelo and staying in one of the Sapelo Island birdhouses. But, you know, I would like to talk a little bit more with you about the Sapelo Island birdhouses, because I know that that's more than just a business for you guys. The Sapelo Island birdhouses was really more like a project that you started on Sapelo Island. So tell me a little bit about that.
Well, it was a project we started because, one, we wanted to do several things. We wanted, one, to strengthen the community, to put something in place to help the community of Hawkhamic, which is this community of descendants of slaves back in this barrier island in Georgia. We also wanted to put something in place to also preserve this pristine environment. And so we set the Sapelo Island birdhouses up as a way to find a balance between the two. Number one, the rental units themselves have to be managed, and there has to be upkeep on them as well. And these generate jobs in the community.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing about it is the cottages are designed in such a way that they're environmentally friendly. We try to use environmentally friendly material. We use a lot of wood. We use cypress. We use cedar, natural materials that last a long time. And while you're there, you get a sense that these cottages are part of the environment.
Well, you know, I think that's a really great idea, because ecotourism and really, you know, taking into account, you know, the environment that you're in is really an important part, I think, of the tourism industry, because you don't want to make too much of a footprint, especially in those natural, undeveloped, pristine areas like Sapelo.
And you have to have a place to stay. I mean, it's always nice to talk about no development, but you have to have a balance. You have to go to these places. There has to be a place to stay. There has to be a place which allows people to go and yet restrain the development. And I think the Sapelo Island birdhouses does that. It also is puts in place a foundation to allow other projects to occur in the community and on the island. And that's one thing that the birdhouses, I think, has been a very good vehicle for that. It has allowed, one, a sense of employment for the people that are in the community, and rather than having to leave the island, it gives them an option, at least for some of them, to stay on the island to supplement their pay. The second thing is it starts as a place where outsiders can interact with the people on the island and set forth a foundation for us to allow certain events. One is the Sapelo Island Red Pea Project, which was a pea that was grown by the descendants of slaves brought with them to the island. And this project allowed the Sapelo Island houses, Sapelo Island birdhouses, to be involved as far as the foundation to allow a channeling of outsiders, organizations, to come in and work with people in the community to allow this pea to be grown, and the income from that pea can then supplement the pay and allow for at least some initial things to develop on the island.
So let me make sure I'm understanding you then, because this sounds like an excellent project. So the Red Pea Project is a project that farmers there on the island can grow the pea, and then they'll be able to sell it to restaurants and stores and places like that?
Right, and it's been a big plus. I mean, we are being helped by Whole Foods, as well as local restaurants in the area, even restaurants in Atlanta, such as Eugene's and Holman and Finch, run by Chef Linton Hopkins. You have Hilliard's down in St. Simon's and Tremici's, which is run by Dave Schneider. And again, we're going to also be involving the local community in the area. And this is done through the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, but also through a small farm, which we've, again, been involved in, called Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms, because a farm has to back what's going on there, so we can judge whether the product is organic or not and the process in which the product was produced.
Well, that sounds really great, and I know that Red Pea has a very special history. Can you quickly tell me a little bit about that? Tell us a little bit about the history of that Red Pea.
The Red Pea is actually a field pea. There are two types of peas when you think of peas coming from Africa. There's cow peas and field peas. The difference is the size. The field pea is a lot smaller, and this pea has a very dark red color, so much so that when you cook this with rice, it turns the rice red, or the broth is cooked in red. And this was what was brought with the slaves when they came over, because when you brought a group of people over, you also brought the food they utilized. And that pea goes all the way back to Africa.
Wow. Now, if people are coming to Sapelo for Christmas, is it possible for them to maybe have a dish made with the red peas?
That is possible. You can check with some of the descendants on the island. And through the birdhouse, if someone has some peas, they might definitely look forward to making a meal for you utilizing the red peas. That's something that's quite helpful.
Well, I love that idea, too, because that way you get a chance to try some of the local traditional Geechee dishes as well, because I know that that people would be very interested in doing that. Now, the Sapelo Island Birdhouses has also been very involved with the Georgia Aquarium with the bottlenose dolphin research program, too. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because it seems like the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, really doing some things to back some projects there on the island.
And that was, again, due to the fact that the birdhouses being down there, it attracts a lot of people from outside. And one of the guests that stayed at our places worked and actually manages the Georgia Aquarium. And was quite interested in not only the wildlife down there and the ecology, but was also interested in the people in the community and trying to find a way to help them. And
well, I think his wife had actually, during her school time at, I guess, the University of Georgia, she had spent some time there. So I think that was initially what brought her husband there. And he, like you mentioned, has a very prominent position with the Georgia Aquarium. I think he's a veterinarian there.
He is a veterinarian down there.
Okay, right. He's a veterinarian there. So he saw that Sapelo would be a great place to do some of this research.
And they set a research looking up and studying the foods and the habits of the dolphin in that area, and got the people in the community involved in collecting samples of the type of fish that the dolphins most likely eat. And by studying this, they get an idea of what's happening with the health of the dolphins and the marine life in that area. When you study the top predators, you also learn something about the animals below that they feed upon. And that, again, will not only benefit the island, but it benefits the people of Georgia, because we need to learn more about our own environment. We need to have more marine studies done to see what's happening in the waters around Georgia, because we eventually, as people, benefit from that.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We definitely want to know, because if the dolphins have been affected by the fish that they're eating out of the waters, and we're fishing those same waters, then it could also have some effects. So it's really good information. But now I'd like to move it to a little different something here, because I know the Sapelo Island Birdhouses also was very instrumental in getting investors to come and invest in businesses on the island. So tell me a little bit about how the Sapelo Island Birdhouses really helped fund some businesses there on the island.
They helped in this initial regard. A lot of times when people look at situations, they say, how can we help? How can we help this situation? How can we make things a bit better? And what we did with the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, we served as a NIDUS, or a channel, to let investors come in and do things to work with people in the community. Mm-hmm. But our partnering formula is very simple. We just don't look at a need and say, we need this. We get people in the community that are successful in doing a business. And we ask them, we would like to do this. Do you want to be involved in it? But we're going to ask you also put some skin in the game. And there were some people in the community that said, we want to put skin in the game. So this worked out with a business called Sapelo Go, or Golf Cart Rental. Mm. They agreed to purchase a golf cart, and then we got outside investors to agree to purchase a golf cart. And since they purchased a golf cart, they had a lot of incentive to make sure that the business worked. And I think that's the model that you're seeing more and more, and more of your nonprofits and more charity situations where people are looking to set up a situation like that. And the investors had to realize this was a long-term project. Mm. They weren't going to make much money off of it. Mm-hmm. But if it's successful, it sets place something that allows a model for other things to occur. And that's the business we have now on the island, which is owned by the descendants, called Sapelo Go.
I love it.
It uses golf carts, which are environmentally friendly. They have a less footprint than a car.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot safer than cars driving on the island. And you get to feel that you're more of the island.
And you really need some transportation on the island, because although it's walkable and you can certainly rent bikes and things like that, you do sometimes want to get around a little bit faster. So the Sapelo Go golf cart rental business really has done a lot to also help our visitors and guests who are coming to the island.
Right.
And especially for around Christmas time, you can hop on that golf cart and ride over to the mansion to see some of the things there, because the mansion, we'll talk a little bit more about the mansion in our next segment, but they do a really wonderful, great job there for Christmas. A lot of tours, a lot of activities, and beautiful decorations.
And Sapelo is a big place. It's about 14 miles long, about 2 to 4 miles wide, so it's like Manhattan. The golf cart rental situation is limited in where you can go because there's environmental concerns, but you do see a very good part of the island. And if you go there, I suggest you either rent a golf cart through Sapelo Go, or you get a bike. And the phone number there is 912-485-2206.
That sounds great. Coming up next is Christmas in Sapelo at the Reynolds Mansion. As Travel Bags continues on WDUN, North Georgia's News Talk.
Another Georgia Christmas.